back, the hub, the spokes went into the hub, you see. That hub went on your axle.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's right.
When that axle started squeaking.
You better get out and grease it.
With that?
That old black grease they used to grease them with.
Got your hands all. Did you ever have that happen to you?
No, I never have done anything like that. I've seen the men, they used it though. Daddy used to had a, he'd cut out a paddle, you know, the right width and all, and he'd use that, and they didn't waste as much as they did when he used the hand. And he'd use that paddle, you know, and have them greasy. Put any grease, put on there.
But when you use your hands, you couldn't help but get your hands.
Oh, well, of course. You just, they were filthy.
Greasy.
I mean, you just had to use all kinds of soap to get it off.
What kind? You use that oxygen soap, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh, that's a regular old washing soap.
Yes, ma'am.
That's right.
Your daddy farmed, you said,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
All his life?
Well, not all of his life.
Young to Jim, too.
Yeah, that's right. But he, at one time, when he and my mother married, he lived on that place up in Bolivar County, but he had a store too,
yes,
that he ran there. Regular, big, all kinds of merchandise. But he didn't have that, and after that he farmed. He farmed then too, because, and he looked, we had an uncle who was deaf. He had one, great uncle of mine. And he looked after all of his property farming before he came back to Spring Camp.
Why did he come back? Because his father died?
I just don't know. I never did ask him why they came back. I guess he saw more of a future here or something. I don't know why I came back here.
Your mother was born here?
No, my mother was born, well, let me see. My mother was born in Kentucky and reared in Greenville.
She was?
Mm-hmm. They moved to Greenville when she was about 2 years old.
Were her folks farmers, or can you tell me a little about her parents?
Oh, no. People were not farmers. Now, her mother, after they came to Greenville, taught school. But I've forgotten, I don't know now what her daddy, what he did. But,
Did you know your grandparents from this
time? No, I didn't ever know any of my grandparents, not any of them. That's why I said I didn't know enough about them.
Yes, ma'am.
But I know he was a graduate of Yale, and she was,
he went to Yale, huh?
Yeah.
And she was a school teacher.
Yeah, and
they were a learned pair.
I was trying to think, well, she was a college graduate, and, I've forgotten now what college she went to, though.
Yes, ma'am. But they weren't farmers? What did they come to Greenville for?
I don't know. He had some employment there, and I never have known. And what he did, because he retired there.
Yes, ma'am.
And I just don't know.
Your mother was, how far did she go in school? You mind telling me?
Well, I think they just finished high school. I don't think they went on college because their mother died when they were just girls.
Yes, ma'am.
And she died when she was about 45 years old.
Yeah.
And they didn't go on to college for that.
But when your daddy was coming up here, they didn't have a college either.
Oh, he went to Ole Miss.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He didn't graduate there, but he attended Ole Miss. I don't know how long.
Yes, ma'am.
Daddy went there, I had a brother that went there, and my son over here finished at Ole Miss.
Ole Miss, that's what they call it.
Yeah.
I wish we had a nice name like that. We could give our school, like Georgia or somewhere, Emory. It would sound so much better. You know, that's a really nice name, Ole Miss. That's to have that name called.
He was hoping his daughter was going to Ole Miss, but she's changed her mind. She's going to